Welcome back, traveler. I haven't seen you in a while. Did your adventures treat you well so far? I see. I believe your meeting with the two witches were interesting, for the lack of better word. I bet. Are you planning on staying here for the night? Lovely. I will have our maids to get your room ready, and I hope you will enjoy your stay as always. Thank you for your patronage, traveler. As always, I will get one of our best rooms for you to be able to rest well. I must say, you are indeed look a little battered. Did the witches not treat you well? Just one. Oh my. Oh, I see. Well then, I'm sure I can point you in a more pleasant direction then. One that will heal your body and soul, maybe. Are you interested? Lovely. Here. Take this map. Don't worry, you can even keep it. On this one, I will mark the way to a very special herbalist. A wise woman, if you are more familiar with that name. She certainly have a wide knowledge of different herbs, tinctures and ointments, one that will even clear out the bruises that stayed behind, or, for sure, it will clear up by themselves, but I'm pretty sure you don't want to wait for that long. And I'm sure she will have a special treat for you, traveler. So, are you interested? Wonderful. Here. I knew you would want to visit her. Let me just... There you go. Here. There you go. You will be able to head out tomorrow. I wouldn't advise to make your way tonight. Something way stronger might get you, and pretty sure we don't want that. A werewolf? No, I don't think we have them in these parts of the forest. This place is pretty welcoming and peaceful. Sometimes I feel like the two witches are the reason why, probably. So, I would just say to get comfortable with your food and drink downstairs or upstairs in your room if you want to. It depends on you, of course. Wonderful. However, I must warn you, a presence is being reported throughout the inn. Apparently a wandering spirit or something more malicious found its way here and is haunting the traveler's dreams or night. I must say, it's certainly interesting, even for a rumor. I wonder if someone wants to destroy the reputation of the inn. It certainly needs more than that, for sure. A simple ghost or a little ghoul will not destroy anything in here. But I thought I would warn you. Yes, their dreams or night. Apparently, and I must laugh at a little when the travelers mentioned it. So apparently this little cheeky entity gives the travelers pleasurable dreams and experiences. It looks very real, and some actually come downstairs from their room with very, how to say it, very satisfied expressions. I must say, it's an interesting experience listening to their stories. Some say there's a siren lurking around in the nearby sea, and maybe they hear their song throughout the window. But this is highly unlikely. We haven't seen a siren here in ages. And besides, I'm pretty sure their song would lure the man into their demise, like the stories tell. So rest assured, traveler, this isn't one of them. The witches? I don't think so. They are a constant presence in this area. Also, almost everyone knows them. They wouldn't try such cheap tricks on the travelers. Besides, both of them get customers from the inn. It would be foolish to disturb the way we operate. So I don't think so. Unless one of them are playing a little trick on the travelers. You can have a guess which one would that be. Exactly. Besides, the travelers are not lured anywhere in here, apparently, other than pleasant experiences. They just enjoy their exciting night. So, no harm comes to the travelers of any sort. Your room is ready, I see. Just go up and you will find your room. Don't worry about a thing. Oh, before you go, I almost forgot. We do have a new feature in the inn. It is a rare hot spring just outside the back. Well, it is closed for the other guests until we finish decorating it fully, but I feel responsible for the trouble you have encountered, so go there whenever you want to. Here is a key to the gate. Just go and relax when you want to. It's my treat, traveler. Do enjoy it. It will work great on your very bones after the adventures you had. It relaxes the muscles and the mind. So if you feel like it, just go ahead and have a deep, traveler. I'm sure it will satisfy your needs. At least some. And for others, well, we can just work on that. And as always, do let me know if you need my assistance in any way. Traveler, fancy seeing you here. It is actually, yes. It's quite late now. Even I stopped working for a bit and let one of my mates take over from me for a while. It seems time flying fast when you are having a good time. Do you mind if I join you? Quiet. I'll take that as a yes. It is lovely indeed. I must say it relaxes the mind and body instantly. You become a little red, traveler. Are you alright? Maybe you spent a little more time in the warm than you should have. It's okay if you want to leave. I won't take offense. Or maybe it's my outfit. It is a little revealing, I must say. One of the seamstresses made it to my special request, just so I will be able to get in here. Oh, these drinks. I brought these in just in case. Seems like I was right to do so. Would you like to have some? There you are, traveler. It's not alcohol, don't worry. You can just drink it and maybe cool you down a bit. Although, looking to my right, I might spot it why you are this. Nervous perhaps? Is that something to do with the fact that, by the looks of that pile there, seems like all your clothes are on that bench? Am I right to assume it's all of your clothes? Oh my! That was a big gulp. How brave, I must say. Or perhaps, was that something else in your mind? Did you anticipate something else, traveler? Interesting. Well, what to do with this little scenario we found ourselves in? Like I said, you can always just leave. I don't mind. Paul? It's only you and me here, traveler. And whether you choose to leave or stay, I won't judge or tell anyone. Why would I share anything? It would be bad for business too, to be honest. An innkeeper who can't keep a secret. I hear all sorts of all the time. If I would not be able to keep my mouth shut, people won't talk in here. And I would not be able to run this place. So, what will it be, traveler? Will you stay? Or will you leave? Stay? How lovely. Then I will have company. For a while, that is. ask something? Of course. Is there anything I would like to do? In general, or just right now? Because those things are very different. In general? No. I have my inn and it's lovely. I am able to move around or travel around for supplies or rare items or rare people. So even that wish of mine is fulfilled. Other than that. And right now? Well, right now I do have something in my mind. It's a secret. Maybe you can make me tell you. How about that, traveler? If you want to know, you are going to have to make me tell you. By any means necessary. Although, I would be careful. After all, you do have all your clothes still on the bench. What is your plan? Is there something exciting in your mind? Me? I have a dirty mind, as they say. I can imagine loads of things right now, traveler. But it's up to you to decide. If anything, that your heart or something else desires. I am a willing participant to most things, I must say. Especially because it is you, traveler. I must say, one of the witches spoke highly about you and your endurance and performance. I want to see what she meant. So, will you? Oh, of course, traveler. If you want to go to your room, that's fine too. If you want... Tired of the journey back from the two witches. Yes, that makes sense. You still don't have your clothes near... Oh. No, you do have nice assets, I must say, traveler. Yeah. Good night. Well, damn. Seems like I have to finish this alone.